This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
And we're back. It's Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with Christine Wong and Frida Liu. We're asking you, how was your experience like during Singles Day that happened yesterday? All the stores did the massive promotions, discounts up to like 75% and all that. We're asking you on Instagram. A few of y'all have responded. Barb Asia said that I started shopping at midnight and payment was delayed because most banks do system maintenance at midnight.
Yeah. Awkward.
That's very true as well, because I think like CIMB, they do their maintenance at 12 midnight every day.
Oh, yeah, if I'm out at midnight, I have to pay in cash.
Yeah, yeah, you can't use debit cards when it comes to midnight. Alex Saw 33 responded to meh. That was his response. Clearly, it's either he wasn't interested in the deals or he just felt it was meh. The whole experience was just meh. Nabila.kz, the Maybank to You app showed that the payment was successful, but the shop website showed the opposite. And I'm now getting a headache trying to get my money back from MOL Play. Yeah. Also, moving on to WhatsApp, you can get in touch with us 018789 8899 on WhatsApp only. Stop calling that number. I'm getting a few people who are trying to call this number. We're only taking WhatsApp messages on 018789 8899. SH Nurlaliana, she said that I received the payment gateway error multiple times when trying to purchase using my credit card, but the payment process was a breeze when I chose PayPal, which is a linked to the same credit card, and I was able to make several purchases using PayPal account instead of your credit card, which is either through, you know, MOL Pay or you know, iPay88 and all that. There's another one, number ending with 7065. Get your bank to do a chargeback. That one will, I think, you know, most of people are saying, so like, you know, get a chargeback from your bank if the store or the platform doesn't want to refund you back. Also, William Wong says that this is ending up with store credit. Sounds like a scam. It's a trick to lock you into purchasing something from their store. Well, I don't think it's done by, you know, they really want you to be locked into this. It's just that, you know, the logistics error here. Mm-hmm. They just had an influx of people buying the same product at the same time. Maybe these discounted items were very limited. They maybe only have 4 of the same units. So that's what probably happened, and that's why, you know, they decided like, oh, you know, there were 7 people who bought these 4 items. 3 of y'all have to be in store credits, which actually I feel it's a little bit unfair for store credits.
Right.
You should return back the cash in some way. And it's not by the platform's fault. It's more of, you know, there's so many layers in this banking world. We take it for granted because we just feel like, yeah, it's just, you know, a click of a button and can buy some things. But there are many layers and different players around this field. So it's the vendor who needs to update the platform. The platform has to work with the payments gateway provider. So there's at least 3 already players who actually have to talk to each other in a very short space of time.
And it's
challenging.
But this should be sorted out.
It should be sorted out because we want to move into this world. We want to move into this cashless society where we could just go out and use our phones to pay for everything. But you know what, when it comes to a big sales day like this, you have this kind of problems, and then it becomes frustrating and you become, you know, left angry and all that. Anyways, let's talk about the 4 myths about skills gap that will hold your company back.
Yeah, so this is from Fast Company as well. And when it comes to competing in the workplace of the future, 80% of executives are worried about the availability of key skills, according to PwC's 21st CEO survey. And basically, this is referring to this idea of the skills gap, that a lot of people entering the workforce do not have the requisite skills in order to progress in their careers. So there are 4 common myths about learning and about the skills gap. So the first one is that colleges will solve the skills gap. A lot of people are essentially kind of blaming colleges mainly for the lack of skills that the new workforce might have. And some leaders argue that colleges aren't graduating students who are ready for the workforce. This may be true, but if CEOs and business leaders are relying on a hire-only strategy to get talent with the skills they need, they will have to think again. So a lot of this comes from this guy called David Blake, who is the co-author of The Expertise Economy, which is a book, and he says we've shifted away from a world where information is scarce and where it was the job of higher education to gather that information and make it accessible for learning by bringing the best minds and best books to single campus. Even the best universities are increasingly failing to prepare students with the skills they need. So companies need to look beyond the college degree for those skills. Blake says there are fantastic new platforms for people to develop skills, and companies need to move past traditional signals. On that note, the second point is traditional school methods are not best for company training anymore. So in the business world, leaders often believe that if there's a problem, employees must be lacking information, and then they kind of have lecture-based training to solve the problem. But that isn't effective anymore, because now you just passively listen and you don't actually learn anything. Blake says, you know, employees largely forget most of what they learn and rarely apply classroom knowledge to their work on the job. It's what you do with the knowledge you gain that's most important. He says that companies should implement learning via loop-style training, which involves obtaining knowledge through reading or watching a video, whatever employee prefers. Then the employee practices the skill, gets immediate feedback, and then reflects on what they hear so they can modify and go through the learning loop again. The third myth is that quick learners are smarter. Essentially, basically, if you're a quick learner, great, but don't discount slow learners as well. Todd Rose, who wrote a book called The End of Average, How We Succeed in a World That Values Sameness, says that people often confuse quick learning with intelligence, but research shows that there is no correlation between learning fast and being smart. Blake, as well, going back to him, says our system of education is really very punishing of slow learners. A lot of people who learn slowly first, after spending a little extra time on a concept, they get through it and race ahead. And anyone can learn anything if given the proper time. So for companies, instead of rewarding someone who learns quickly, celebrate people who take the time to learn deeply enough to become an expert.
Some just take their time when they're confident enough to progress ahead. Then they put in the effort. So it's not a slow learner per se.
It's not a slow. Yeah. So that's the thing. It's not a quick or a slow learner. Yeah. This is the part that gets to me, because people have different methods of learning.
Exactly.
Right? So this is one method of learning which may not be suitable for that person.
Yeah.
And he or she will be a quick learner if another method of teaching was given.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
They're just finding their way around. Yeah, interesting.
So basically, just don't discriminate based on how fast you think they're learning.
Yeah. Your definition of quick and slow.
And the last myth is that external factors motivate learning. Companies often use external methods as a method for motivating employees to learn. Instead of autonomy and choice, they have a command and control method instead. So what you should really be looking for is to fulfill the ability of your employees to have an impact in the work, the flexibility of when and where they do their work, to see their work connected to a bigger purpose, and to have the opportunity to learn and grow in their careers. When you give them an internal motivation, they will learn more.
Interesting. Yeah, you know, at the end, it's again that I like that perception of that, you know, fast learners, slow learners. You shouldn't just reward your fast learners, because, you know, slow learners doesn't mean they're slow in learning.
Exactly.
They're just finding a better way that they can then absorb, and then generally they will race ahead as well. Get in touch with us on our first story. We're asking you about your experience during Singles Day shopping yesterday. I'll pick out a few messages from 8276 on WhatsApp. He/she messaged, I spent 10,000 in 30 minutes on Taobao. I'm hoping that you're saying 10,000 yen or like rupiah or something, because if you spend 10,000 ringgit in 30 minutes on Taobao, man, good on you, because he said that he saved about 20%. So that's quite a big savings there. 1197, store credits could mean the vendor could offer the same item to the customer as soon as they acquire stock again? Well, actually, that's a good point, right? Because you bought the item because of the discount that they were offering it to you, but then it was an error on their end, whether it's the vendor, whether it's the platform, whether it's the payment gateway. By right, I think it's only fair they offer you the same discount when they get the stock back, even though the sales period has ended.
You should honor it.
Yeah.
You should honor it. I think that will be a really good way for all these platforms.
Unless it's very clear,
Shopee.
Only 50.
Yeah,
you know, unless it's very
But generally it's not, right? You just see the discount is there and they'll just tell you limited quantities available at best. And you have no idea what's limited quantities. One?
Yeah,
five?
Just be fair. Just be fair to your customers. That's all it is.
Gary Wong on Instagram said that the payment gateways and servers couldn't cope with the sudden surge at 12 midnight. That's actually quite true. Farudin Najmuddin, he responded on Instagram saying, nothing special. Discounts were too small, non-existent for the things that we actually want to buy. And Kir Jamal responded saying that he missed his shoe purchases because of CIMB's very slow internet banking, and they even deducted the money from his account even though he has missed the sale period as well. Very, very frustrating experience from Singles Day. But still, Alibaba globally broke records. So let us know if you had some positive experience. Let's end the day with some positive messages. So if for those of you who actually, you know, managed to secure some really good deals, let us know what was those deals like. How much did you actually save? Get in touch with us at 01-8789-8899 on WhatsApp. Please stop calling that number. And also you can get in touch with us on Twitter at BFM Radio and also on Instagram. We'll be right back with our final story on how to build real relationships in a virtual world. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.